In the Anchorage area, the first big wind storm of the season is forecast to hit early tomorrow morning. With lots of wet weather and the ground still not frozen, the National Weather Service says Anchorage should be prepared for some downed trees and power outages. KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports.
Say one last goodbye to the golden leaves that have brightened Anchorage's autumn. They're about to be blown away. That's according to Sean Baines, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage. He says it's going to be very windy Tuesday.
For those areas that typically get these really high winds, turning an arm in higher elevations, we're looking for gusts of 75 to 90 miles per hour. But we are expecting some of that wind, not nearly that strong, to get down to lower elevations of Anchorage, the lower hillside, and parts of East Anchorage near the mountains. And we're looking for gusts to 50 to 65 miles per hour there.
Sustained winds of 45 to 65 miles per hour are expected in the Turnagain Arm and upper hillside. The lower hillside, East Anchorage and Eagle River can expect sustained winds of 20 to 35 miles per hour. Winds will increase overnight and be at their height between 6 and 10 a.m. With a wet August and September, meteorologist Eddie Zingoni, also with the Anchorage Office of the National Weather Service, says the wind has the potential to do some real damage.
There's a greater chance in this storm to see uprooted trees, which of course increases the chance that one could knock out the power or be across the road in the morning. During the morning commute, maybe could cause an issue with that.
Zingoni says winds are predicted to pick up just after midnight, and the high wind warning will remain in effect until noon. Forecasters say this storm won't likely last as long as the one that hit last September. That storm lasted for over 12 hours and knocked out power for about a week in some parts of the city. A quarter to one-half inch of rain is expected during this storm, and minor flooding onto roadways is possible. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning from 1 a.m. until noon Tuesday. The Red Cross is urging Anchorage residents to be prepared. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.